You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Tim Rice. Welcome to episode 26 of my podcast, Get On To My Cloud. In this podcast, some more about chess, specifically about the original recordings in 1983 and 1984, which eventually led to the release of the Chess album in October 1984. Nearly 2 years before the first stage production in the West End of London. I've already devoted two of these podcasts to this topic, number 19, which included the perhaps three best-known songs from the show, One Night in Bangkok, I Know Him So Well, and Anthem, and podcast number 22, in which I played some very early demos and ideas from our first sessions in Stockholm. In those podcasts, I chatted about how I got the original idea for the show, and how I was lucky enough to get Bjorn Ulvaeus and Benny Addison on board. And I described certain aspects of a fact-finding, atmosphere-absorbing trip to Moscow in February 1983. So, if you missed those gripping programmes, they're still up there, still available. If you didn't miss them, they're still up there. I wonder if anything is truly deletable these days, but I digress. I also revealed that thanks to the sterling efforts of ABBA historian Dawn Woolhouse, and the mastering skills of David Hamilton Smith, I've managed to collate on no less than 12 CDs, almost every outtake, original version, alternate mix, good wheezes, not so good wheezes, and other events in the studio that eventually produced the finished album after nearly 2 years of Scandinavian toil. Just looking at the list of titles on these CDs gives some idea of how long it took in some cases to grope towards a finished song or scene. For example, demos recorded in March to May 1983 are titled Happy Street, Allah's Tune, Anthem, Miracles, Bangkok, Elizabeth, KGB, Jesus Christ Superstar, Green Door, Tweedledee, Tiffany, Murano, Rock Murano, Hot Shit, Mandy, Just Like That, Cry a Little, Every Good Man, When the Waves Roll Out to Sea, Happy Street, Tiffany, Untitled Number 3, So Many Questions, Rock Murano 2, Eyes of a Young Man, Mozart, and Svetlana Helicopter Theme. Clearly, all of these were working titles as there were no finished lyrics at the time. Often, as in the case of Jesus Christ Superstar and Green Door, we used well-known song titles for promising melodies that bore little or no relation to the original compositions, by other people in many cases. The melody we called the Jesus Christ Superstar was, in the main, unused in the finished record, except for a few bars of Mountain Duet. Other parts went into a song called Ghost Town, recorded by Gemini. Green Door became the wonderful song Slowly, Nothing to Do with Me, that Frida recorded on her post-ABBA Shine album. One of my personal favourites in the entire score was the number that eventually became Heaven Help My Heart. It started life as Every Good Man, which was written for ABBA, but it never got beyond a demo recorded by Agnetta.
Every good man a helping hand, so I travel alone if I can. Every man has a guiding star, and he knows what he's gonna get when he's going to fall. Living on the dark side once again, it's sad to lose a friend. Looking at things with empty feelings, seeing the
Bjorn's original lyric for Every Good Man was very strong, and I loved the title, but I just couldn't get it plausibly into the Chess storyline. Sung rather ropily by Bjorn, Benny and me, here was my first effort with the marvellous melody. And I'm sorry if the lyrics are hard to make out. Perhaps that's a good thing.
Every good man has to face the day when he's gotta do wrong, come what may. Every man has to compromise, chance is all. Take a little risk, live a clever occasional life. Though it breaks my heart to see him fall, his back against the wall. Trying to come to no decision, having no shots to call, but that's not good at all. In fact, it's a crime. Everyone has to hurt his neighbor. Every good man has to take his turn.
Every good man, still a few stages away from Heaven Help My Heart. The tune that was demoed with the title Mozart survived all the way into the final score, becoming Embassy Lament. Here's the demo I worked from.
My dear, how boring, he's defecting. Just like all the others, he's expecting us to be impressed with what he's done here. But he hasn't stopped to think about the paperwork. His gesture causes, we've an embassy to run here. If these people come, strike blows for freedom. With a valid visa, we don't need them. If you seem offhand, then please remember, this is nothing very special. He's the fourth with hands, his last November. Who do these foreign champions think they are? And when he's safely in the West, he'll be the hero to discuss. The media will lionize him, fame and fortune plus. No one will recall it, thanks to us. Have you an appointment with the consul? If you don't, we know what his response will be. He will not see you with respect. It bungles up his very taxing chair to push in peace and understanding. Let us hope this won't affect him. Far too many jokers cross the border. Not a single document in order. Russia must be empty, though we're all for basic human rights. It makes you wonder what they built the Berlin Wall for. Who do these foreign chappies think they are? And when you've filled in all the forms and been passed clear of all disease, debrief, debunk, drug, disarmed and disinfected, please. Don't forget the guys who cut your keys.
Embassy Lament is a British consulate official's song in response to Anatoly's attempt to defect to the West. It's always been frustrating for me whenever I've seen it performed live on stage, as the lyrics, however well sung, are very hard to decipher. Even in that album version I've just played, the flawless vocals by Alan Byers, Vernon Midgley, Peter Bambo and Leslie Fison need concentration from the listener. Incidentally, listening to my stuff again in these podcasts has at least given me a chance to make improvements. I've always been a little dissatisfied with the final two lines of Embassy Lament. The officials tell Anatoly that after he's been debriefed, debugged, de-drugged, disarmed, and disinfected, please, don't forget the guys who cut your keys, which at least rhymes. But I've just realised, 37 years later, that a much better ending would have been debriefed, debugged, de-drugged, disarmed, and disinfected, we hope you won't forget the guys who set you free. Much stronger. It's never been clear what cut your keys meant, or at least not to me, and I wrote it. Furthermore, the scene did not take place in an embassy, so I should have called it consulate lament. Oh well. Time out for a moan. I've long felt that for certain musicals that venture towards the opera end of the scale, such as chess, especially those with a complex plot, such as chess, should use surtitles, as nearly all opera houses do. Directors don't like this, as they feel that subtitles will distract from their brilliant staging. But having sat through several grand operas in my time, I've always appreciated the visual aid of surtitles. Words above the stage take milliseconds to take in and add enormously to the understanding of the scene and indeed of the entire performance, thus boosting appreciation of the brilliant director. I remember when chess was performed in concert in the Albert Hall with Josh Groban and Idina Menzel in 2008. We used surtitles to support Murano, as the words of any song sung by a large choir tend to get lost. And for the first time in my experience, the song got out-and-out laughs and a big round of applause at the end. I'm sure most people who see the show and don't know the recordings have been baffled by the Tyrolean opening to the whole shooting match. End of moan. This lovely tune, entitled Cry a Little, for reasons I cannot recall, eventually became one of Tommy Korberg's top moments in the show. Here's what it became later, Where I Want to Be.
Hopes became needs, lovers' possessions. Then they move in, oh, so discreetly. Slowly at first, smiling too sweetly, I opened doors. They walked right through them, called me their friend. I hardly knew them. Now I'm where I want to be and who I want to be. Crazy wheel
Where will I be? Back where I started. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. Times have been good, fast, entertaining. But what's the point if I'm concealing not only love, all other feeling? Now I'm
when I wanna be and who I wanna be and doing what I always said I wouldn't. Yet I feel I haven't won at all. Running for my life and never looking back in case there's someone right behind to shoot me down and say you always knew I'd fall.
When the crazy wheel slows down, where will I be? Back where I started.
There's so much more from Chess I can and probably will play in future podcasts. Going back through these tracks, both rough demos and finished polished recordings, remind me how fortunate I was to team up with one of the greatest songwriting teams of the 20th century, and with so many terrific performers to deliver the goods. Murray Head, Elaine Page and Tommy Korberg, or Schorr Bey as he's pronounced in Sweden, were an unbeatable trio at the centre of the piece, and the supporting cast of Dennis Quilly, Barbara Dixon and Bjorn Skifs no less formidable. And the ABBA musicians, Per Lindvall, Rutger Gunnarsson, Lasse Vilander, Anders and Karen Glenmark, the musical director and orchestrator Anders Elias, all under the watchful eye and ear of Michael Tretow in the Polar Music Studios. A terrific combination. But to end this particular Chess podcast, a finished track that I thought might have been a hit single, but it remains a showstopper, a Liszt song, which, if you get a good idea for a Liszt, is often easy to write. Cole Porter's genius in You're the Top wasn't just the brilliant examples he chose, such as You're the Top, You're the Colosseum, You're the Top, You're the Louvre Museum, You're a Melody from a Symphony by Strauss, You're a Bendel Bonnet, a Shakespeare Sonnet, You're Mickey Mouse. Brilliant, but Porter's greatest stroke of genius was having the idea for You're the Top in the first place. I bet it didn't take as long for him to write the words for You're the Top, once he'd got the idea, as it did for, say, Every Time We Say Goodbye. My Liszt song in Chess was called Nobody's Side. It was certainly one of the easier lyrics to write once I'd got the basic idea for the song, a string of helpful, albeit cynical hints, a design for living. Here's Elaine Page giving it her all. More Chess soon.
What's going on around me is barely making sense. I need some explanations fast. I see my present partner in the imperfect tense, and I don't see how we can last. I feel I need a change of cast. Maybe I'm a nobody's side when he gives me reasons to justify each move. They're getting harder to believe. I know this can't continue. I've still a lot to prove. There must be more I could achieve. But I don't have the nerve to leave. Everybody's playing the game, but nobody's rude. Think of keeps roaming through my mind, and I don't want to let that go. No lover's ever faithful, no contract truly signed, there's nothing certain left to know. And now the cracks begin to show.
That was Get Onto My Cloud, episode 26, presented and written by me, Tim Rice, and produced by Peter Holtz.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.